Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, good evening, fellow deplorables. You know, one of these days I'm going to have to start a countdown. Dusty, we may just have to start. We'll wait. We'll wait and see if Sedgwick County Commissioners, the City of Wichita, or one of these authoritarian, totalitarian fascists wants to try and do a lockdown. If they want to try and lock us in our homes, then we'll start a countdown. Then we will start a tally of how long the fascist Soviet state takes over. Until then, we still live in a free country, so we won't start the calendar quite yet. We won't start the clock quite yet. Good evening, fellow deplorables. This is the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live. It is still a free country, and we're still broadcasting live from America's heartland here in Wichita, the home of conservative talk radio, where for now we're still allowed to broadcast from America's heartland. We're still allowed to share with you those free principles that our country is founded on until at some point some unelected bureaucrat decides that they can throw them out. If you haven't figured it out, I'm getting a little tired of bureaucrats who think that they can take away our Fourth Amendment rights. Bureaucrats who think that they can take our constitutional liberties away from us. You know, I didn't realize, but I think I'm actually a little more of a libertarian than I thought I was. Our core conservative principles, limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values have never been more under attack than they are right now. And I recognize the perilous situation that we're in. And I recognize that people have died and people are suffering and people are sick. But now is not the time to give up your liberty. Now is the time to defend your liberty. Because otherwise, when we come through this, what do we have left? Thank you for joining us this evening. It's another bizarre week of Wuhan Chinese coronavirus-related stories in our world. We appreciate you taking the time to wrap up your week with us this evening. We're gonna talk a little bit about the Wuhan Chinese coronavirus tonight. We're actually going to talk with 2020 presidential campaign spokesperson Mark Lauder. He is the strategic communications director for the Trump 2020 campaign. He'll be with us here in a few minutes. I'm thrilled to death to have actually the strategic communications director for the Trump campaign with us. He'll be with us here in a little while. House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins is going to join us again. He was just going to give us our legislative update, but it turns out it's actually going to be our end of session update probably. So we'll talk with him, give us our session wrap up. We're going to explore the threat to our uniquely American liberties during this pandemic with a nationally syndicated talk show host, Todd Starnes. I reached out to Todd. I wanted to get a national perspective and talk to him about our liberties and about how under threat they are. Am I wrong? Am I just, you know, smoking wacky weed? Or are our liberties really under threat? And we'll see what Todd thinks. Dalton Glasscock from the Sedgwick County GOP is going to give us a little bit of an update, and we may actually start a more regular thing with Dalton. Because the Sedgwick County GOP has suspended their regular meetings, I want the county party to be able to reach out to you. We have a large listener base, and I want them to be able to communicate with you. Absolutely, fundamentally, it is essential that we don't let this election slip through our grasp. So Dalton's going to be with us to kind of give us an update on what the party is going to be doing during the current new normal. We'll get an update and insights on the ongoing coronavirus outbreak from Congressman Dr. Roger Marshall. And Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute is going to join us to discuss the potential impact of both the virus and the preventative measures taken to prevent the virus on our economy. Because frankly, folks, that's the other thing. We have to worry about the threats to our freedoms. We also have to worry about the threats to our economy. And that should be equally concerning to us. And of course, we want to hear from you. Our studio lines, as always, are open 316-869-1330. And I'm going to preface my comments this evening with this. If you're feeling sick, don't be an idiot. Don't be a moron. Don't be a Democrat. Stay home. If you're symptomatic, stay home. If you think you've been exposed, stay home. All that being said, if you've got to work, if you've got bills to pay, if you've got important things to do, errands to run, run them. But be smart about it. See, that's the thing that I think we've lost some perspective here. There are small businesses that have to run. There are people who have bills to pay. And it's not the federal government or the state government or anybody else's jobs to pay our bills for us. It's our job. And so let's keep the economy going before we destroy this economy. And as far as I'm concerned, shelter-at-home orders are unconstitutional, illegal, and unenforceable. I've spoken to prosecutors, law enforcement, neither of whom believe such orders are lawful. Most don't think that they can actually enforce them. And I get what the intentions are, but the road to ruin is paved with good intentions. Most Americans and businesses likely can sustain a suspension of their lives for 2 weeks. Heck, that's the usual vacation. Take 2 weeks. I get it. But start extending these bans, these stay-at-home orders, these suspensions for 3 or 4 weeks or 1 or 2 months or 12 or 18 months, and people are going to revolt. They sit chained to their houses, watching their jobs, their businesses, their retirement accounts disappear, replaced with funny money taken from yet unborn generations with no end in sight. People are already skeptical and fed up with this lockdown, and we're barely a week in. This is not the solution. Pragmatism, realism, rational behavior is the solution. Being smart about it is the solution. Allowing people to go about what's important, what they need to do to get their stuff done, and then go home. I got a call on the way down to the studio this evening from someone who said, Last night, he got a call from his buddies. There were 110 people down at Emerson Biggins last night. That's stupid. Now, on the flip side, if you got to go to work, go to work. You see the difference here, folks? Shelter-at-home orders is not the solution. Hanging out at Emerson Biggins is also not the solution. No offense to Emerson Biggins. They got good buffalo wings. We're acting as if the China coronavirus is for sure going to amount to the worst case scenario without knowing that it's true. And if all we do is shelter in place for the next year and a half, well, politicians pass the equivalent of the Obama-Bush stimulus that suffocated that economy 12 years ago, the experts will insist the nation's long-term ability to provide for itself will require to save millions of lives. They're going to just say, oh, well, we had to do it. We had to sacrifice our economy in order to save lives. Well, we don't know that. There'll be no way to prove them wrong, even if they are. And we will have sacrificed a vibrant, growing, healthy economy without knowing if it was necessary. It seems a fool's errand to preemptively and indefinitely risk everyone's livelihood without hard information about what's happening and a risk assessment that includes the serious dangers of killing this economy. Not what computers project will happen with lots of missing, unreliable, and rapidly changing information. According to the Wall Street Journal, if we continue the present course some U.S. politicians are taking, quote, we will be spending a lot more than we've ever been willing to spend before to avoid flu deaths. 83% of our economy will be suppressed to relieve pressure on the 17% represented by healthcare. You're going to kill 83% of the economy to save 17% represented by healthcare. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. We can't afford this. Folks, the majority of people now being kept home are not at severe risk. Would it be more prudent to severely shelter those at risk while the rest of us keep going, keep the country going, keep the economy going? We can take steps like this while not choosing to crush small businesses and employees who cannot telework for 1 to 2 months, let alone 12 to 18 months. The costs Americans are being forced to bear and could be forced to bear may be more or may be worse than it is rational to impose. Already, 1/5 of working Americans are being laid off and having to work hours cut after only 1 week of suspensions. That is unacceptable. A depression will ruin 330 million lives, not 4 million lives. That is something we have to consider. Is the ounce of prevention worth the pound of the cure? We'll take a quick break, and then we'll explore the threat to our uniquely American liberties during this pandemic with nationally syndicated talk show host Todd Starnes. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.